This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday during a meeting at the White House with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer that Russian President Vladimir Putin will not prevail in the war with Ukraine.
The United States is committed to standing with you to help Ukraine as it defends against Russia's onslaught and aggression. Clear that Putin will not make it clear Putin will not prevail in this war, and the people of Ukraine will prevail.
Two leaders discussed the next steps in supporting Ukraine, centering on whether to allow Western missiles to be used to hit targets in Russia. President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday that the West would be directly fighting with Russia if it allowed Ukraine to strike Russian territory with Western-made long-range missiles, a move he said would alter the nature and scope of the conflict. Biden was asked what he says to Putin's threat of war. Biden responded,
"I don't think much about Vladimir Putin."
The Biden administration is putting new sanctions on Russian state media outlet RT. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The U.S. is announcing new sanctions on a Russian state media outlet, accusing it of working closely with Moscow's military and intelligence operations. Washington had already sanctioned RT for working to spread Kremlin propaganda, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken's now accusing the outlet of going far beyond that.
Functioning like a de facto arm of Russia's intelligence apparatus.
Blinken says RT ran fundraising campaigns to outfit Russian troops in Ukraine.
This includes sniper rifles, suppressors, body armor, night vision equipment, drones.
And he says the U.S. will keep exposing the truth.
It's shining a bright light on what the Kremlin is trying to do under the cover of darkness.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar thanked Lebanon's Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah for his support